Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will now call the meeting back to order. Everyone, please take their seat.
I want to hit it again, Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd please like to get started. If you'll take your seats, please. Thank you. Mr. Lang.
Yes, the next application is case number 11475, the application of Janet L. Bowden. The site is located north of Route 92, Franklin School Road, 3,280 feet west of Road 375, Shockley Road. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 533, Map 1, Parcel 16.01. Requesting a special use exception to retain an existing manufactured home type structure that is on less than 10 acres. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, but we did receive three mail returns. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Maxwell Morris. I live on Bird Haven Street in Ocean.
Yeah. My name is Janet Bowden. I live at 34249 Bowden's Joyful Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
I live at 34247 Bowden's Joyful Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do the three of you all swear and or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
My name is Maxwell Morris. I'm a self-employed land surveyor, and I prepared the plan that that you have in front of you as part of this application. Janet Bowden and Wanda Mumford has asked if I wouldn't come up here and just do the talking, and they'd certainly be willing to answer any questions you may have afterwards. As it states on the on our special, we're here tonight to ask for a special use exception, as Director Lank stated. We'd like to request that you grant the special use exception to allow an existing single wide mobile home occupied by Janet Bowden to remain on a parcel of land less than 10 acres on a property zoned AR1. Okay. Janet, like I said, Janet Bowden lives there now. And the single-wide mobile home has been on the property approximately 30 years. The home was placed, the single-wide was placed on this parcel due to a medical hardship. Both Janet and her sister Wanda have taken care of their mother, who I believe had respiratory problems. He was on oxygen pretty much 24 hours a day and needed constant help. So actually both daughters have assisted with that. Now, earlier this year, their mother passed away, and therefore the need for or the reason for the medical hardship and the placement of a single wide has expired, and planning and zoning notified the people that the single wide now needs to go if the medical hardship no longer exists.
That's correct.
What we're asking you to do is allow it stay there as it has become Janet Bowden's home and has been there for over 30 years. We feel that leaving the home there doesn't affect this property, the adjacent or the neighboring properties in any way. This is one of the first homes in this area. As you can see on the plan, we're just outside of Frankfort on Frankfort School Road. The neighbors across the street, interestingly enough, are zoned GR, which would allow single-wide homes. And there are some other single-wide mobile homes on that road in the general area. I think that's about it. There are no special requirements we need. As I said, if the home is required to be removed, you're basically kicking Janet out of her house and telling her she has to try and find a place, a park or somewhere that she would have to be able to move her home to, which I don't think is a very viable option at this point, as those places are sort of few and far between. Now, both homes on the property are very well maintained. Both sisters take care of the properties. It's a very nice property out there. As director said, there haven't been any comments by the neighbors for or against. So I don't see how allowing the home to stay would adversely affect any of the neighbors or the neighboring properties. We'll certainly be glad to answer any questions about the property if there are any from the board.
Right, we'll see then. Are there any questions from members of the board? And we'll start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
Do you have any pictures of the mobile home?
I do not. No. We bring any on the phone?
No.
We do not, sir. I mean, I visited the site several times. I don't know what, do you know the year of the home?
Sir, ma'am, if you want to come up here and testify.
I'm sorry, yes.
Excuse
me.
Okay, now, Mr. Workman.
Do you know the year of
the? She's a 1990.
1990?
Mm-hmm.
You have no pictures?
No, sir, I do not. Not on me.
The only thing on the picture you got.
Ma'am, you should step up to the
microphone.
Step
up here also, ma'am.
We can't catch it on there.
That's no picture. That's just
showing
the trailer. Oh, I thought it had a picture of the trailer on there. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Like I said, the property is well maintained. It certainly is set up as essentially a permanent structure. You've got a fenced yard, a nice driveway.
Stone foundation, everything.
It's on a foundation?
No, mine's not.
It's skirted.
Skirting.
Absolutely. And I believe you told me this is actually the second home out there in this exact location. I mean, again, the single wire was placed for the medical hardship. It's been there so long, they actually had to put a second one there. But again, very well maintained. The whole property very well maintained. It's certainly not detrimental to the neighborhood at all.
We'll see. Mr. Rickerson, you have a question.
Can you answer the special use exception question that you've been provided with? The special use exception, et cetera, et cetera?
The such exception will not substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Yeah, you're saying it will not?
It will not in any way. I believe this is probably one of the first homes in this little area. It's a sort of... certainly a very rural area. There are not a lot of homes on the road there. But the original home out here was probably, the property was purchased in 75. So the bounds have been out there for 40-some years.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
No other questions.
All right, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yes. The purpose of the single-wide mobile home, I take it, was to take care of your mother who lived in the other home. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and of course the reason that the medical hardship has to be, is supposed to be removed is because that no longer exists.
Right.
Is there a reason that you can't live in the double-wide mobile home that's there?
No, there's no reason that I can, but okay. I just like to have my own place.
Yeah, the double wide is occupied it's by Wanda Mumford and her family.
Okay, she lives in the double wide.
Yes.
Then what was the purpose of the...
Mom and Dad have now both passed.
I guess I'm confused why there was a medical hardship in the first place if there was someone there to take care of them.
She wasn't there.
I got you. Okay. Mr. Lank, over the years, the request has been... come before your office to be renewed?
It would have been renewals until the passing, and that's why the notification took place.
Right. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Chuck.
Just one. Looking at this, it looks like you're subdividing the property. Is that right, Mr. Morris?
Right. Yeah, I was originally called to subdivide the property. And as we went through the process, and I essentially had finished the plan, took it into planning zoning to try and get approval, and that's when Mr. Lank saw the plan and said, ooh, we have an issue here. We can't have a single wide on less than 10 acres. And I said, oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that. So the plan you see is actually the subdivision plan, but obviously I don't think we're gonna go forward with that if we would not be allowed to keep the home on the property.
I guess one of the questions I've got is if that mobile home ever needed to be removed, Would there be an issue putting another home on the property based on how you propose to subdivide it?
I think there would be certainly enough room setback-wise, if that's what the question is. And then I even spoke to you about that. If that home need to be removed, could we then, we're currently thinking about or trying to remodel the property, which is another driving force.
But all that would be within the setback requirements?
Certainly.
And so right now the property is a lot, what I'm seeing on the survey, lot one and the residual lands are right now combined.
It's currently right. That's exactly right. It's currently 2.23 acre parcel with two primary residences on it.
And what you're looking for is approval to be able to maintain the single wide mobile home, which on the proposed lot one.
Yeah, actually, right. We would like to, yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll just make sure it's clear in the record.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. The mobile home could be replaced in the future if it's granted by the board with a newer model or a newer unit.
or a double wide.
Oh, either one.
Wide. Sure.
Either one. And we couldn't grant approval on the commission side of the subdivision without knowing that the mobile home had been given consideration.
Very good.
But that's the issue is not a problem. It's just we had to wait until we knew what the board's decision was. If you so grant approval, then we can approve the subdivision of the parcel with a dealt out approval of the entrance, which I think you have.
We have dealt out approval, right. Like I said, we did virtually the entire subdivision process, and this sort of cropped up at the end. And so we're trying to address this now, and appreciate your consideration.
All right. And hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggests that the request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and further suggests that it hasn't for 30 years, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion. We approve case number 11,475.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,475. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,475 is approved. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.